Good morning. We are still in the middle of our study of the Mishnayos in Bikurim. We are in the middle of the third parak, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. The Mishnah in Mishnah Hey begins, HaGozalos Shal Gabe Asalem Hayu Olos. The fact of the matter is that there were young birds that were brought as together with the Bikurim. They were not literally on top of the Bikurim, says the Bar Tanur, because if they were to be on top of the Bikurim, that would present a major difficulty for us in that they would likely ruin the Bikurim. But they would be attached to the end of the basket to make the whole cart look really nice. So those birds would be used as korbanos olo. Mash biyadam nosim lekohanim. And what was in the hands, whether it was attached to the fruit or whether it was attached to the birds, so those things would be given over to the kohanim as a gift. The Mishnah continues, Odeo asal al ksefa, when the person who brought the Bikurim still had the basket on his shoulder, so he would begin his declaration, Kore mehigadati ayom la'ashem elokecha atche gomer kol ha'parsha. He would read from the pasuk of Higadati ayom la'ashem elokecha kibasi al ha'aretz, until he finishes the parsha. Rabbi Yehuda says, not so fast. He reads up until Ad Arami Oved Avi. But he gives Rami Oved Avi Morid Asalmi Al Ksefo V'Ochzo Bisvasa. Rabbi Yehuda says that if once he gets to Arami Oved Avi, he takes the basket off his shoulder and he holds it at the rim. The Kohen Meniach Yado Tachtav U'Menifo. And as we learned before, the Kohen puts his hand underneath it and he waves it. Right, the Kori Me Arami Oved Avi. He reads in the parash of Arami Oved Avi, Aj Hu Gomer Kol Har Parsha, until he finishes the entire parsha. Uminicho Betzada Mizbeach, and then he places the Bikurim at the side of the Mizbeach, like other Karbanos. Vishdachava, and he bows as one should do when one leaves the Mikdash. Right. With Pishut Yadayim Baraglayim, Keneged Arichel V'Yatza, and he leaves in the process. Okay, that's it, the two Mishnayos for the day. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, continue with our understanding of the exceptions when we meet again tomorrow morning.